Mr. Muslim, I would like to take a view from you. So where does the Syrian crisis stand at this current moment? How do you see the developments in Syria? There are many attacks against civilians. Many people are being killed. So how do you see it at this point?
As you see, and the crisis going deeper and deeper by day by day, and instead of tens of killed people daily, now you can find it's even more than 200 people killing every day. And till now, there is no solution. We cannot see any solution in the horizon till now. We were expecting for Kofi Annan's plans to be done or to be solution for the Syrian crisis, but now it's disappeared, even this plan. So we are just pessimistic about the situation of the Syria now.
President Obama made a statement a few days ago and warned the Syrian regime that if the regime uses chemical gases, this is going to be a red line. How do you comment on President Obama's remarks on Syria?
Yeah, what Obama is saying is all thing. Everybody knows that the Syrian has chemical weapons, but what Obama is saying is just this thinking of Israel. I mean, these chemical weapons could be dangerous for Israel only. So they are afraid of Syria to use this against Israel. Otherwise, I think they are not caring about the Syrian people. This is what we can expect from Mr. Obama. Killing every day, maybe hundreds of people are killed in the streets of the cities, Damascus and Aleppo and so on, and they are not doing anything against that. So I think maybe for the weapons, it's the last step, could be the last step to use the chemical weapons, even by Syrian against Israel, against the people. So it means using the people is the last point for this struggle going on in Syria.
You criticize Mr. Obama and the administration doing nothing. What do you expect from the President Obama to do for the Syrian crisis?
I think the administration of Mr. Obama, if they were serious, they could very good... to get the support for the Kofi Annan and even for the Lakhdar Ibrahimi now. But I think they are not serious. Maybe they have some different plans trying to do those plans, and they are preferring one side of the opposition to another side. They are not trying to collect all the oppositions, and even for the Kurdish case, they are not serious about the Kurdish case also. I don't know, maybe they are not serious about all together of Syria. So maybe they have a different plan, secret plan for themselves.
What kind of plans, for example?
Of course, they are thinking of their benefits, but for their benefits, their benefits are not with some of the Syrian people. They should consider all the Syrian people. What they are doing, they are trying to make a relation, good relation with the part of the Syrian people, which they are maybe the religious people only, not the other democratic forces in the Syria. And they are trying to go ahead with the Turkish plan in the area. I think it shouldn't be like that. I mean, if America wants to make a peace in Syria, should listen to all the Syrian people, even the Kurds also. They are not caring about... any other than those religious people, maybe the brotherhood.
As PYD, Kurdish Democratic Union, and the Kurdish Supreme Council, do you have any contacts, recent contacts with the Americans?
Not really. They didn't try to make any dialogue with us or to contact us, but we are open for any dialogue they want us to do. I mean, even everywhere. I mean, they can invite us and they can see us. We are beside the dialogue with everybody, with the United States. But till now, maybe because of the pressure of Turkey, they refuse to make any contact with us.
There are also recent reports that the State Department is reconsidering its position in regards to Syria, no longer fully support Syrian National Council, SNC, that they are trying to embrace a larger opposition, not only focusing on SNC. What can you say about that?
SNC is not only the opposition. There are inside opposition with the Council of National Body, I mean the coordinating bodies also, and there are many different oppositions in Syria, inside Syria. But what they have done till now, they supported one side and just ignored the other side. I think this was maybe a mistake done by some people who's trying to make these policies against Syria, and maybe from now on they can repair what they have done before and to make relations with all the oppositions, even the Kurds also.
Okay, Mr. Muslim, I would like to thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you very much.